Hello and welcome to this Control Risks podcast. The UN in its World Urbanization Prospects report predict that the continuing urbanization and overall growth of the world's population will add 2.5 billion new urban inhabitants by 2050, with nearly 90% of the increase concentrated in Africa and Asia. At the same time, the proportion of the world's population living in urban areas is expected to increase, reaching 66% by 2050. In Africa alone, the urban population will rise from 400 million in 2010 to 1.23 billion by 2050. A similar picture exists in Asia Pacific and Latin America. The built environment and critical infrastructure have long been subject to a range of threats and hazards, from antisocial behavior and general criminality through sabotage and terrorism to natural hazards such as flooding and earthquakes. Today I'm joined by Control Risks Senior Managing Director Mark White to discuss the security risks to the built environment and critical infrastructure, and to talk through some of the mitigation strategies that can be applied to help secure these valuable and often vulnerable assets. Mark, how would you characterize the security risk landscape?
The period since 2001, particularly in Western cities, has been very much dominated by concerns about major terrorist attacks onto crowded places, be that office blocks, mass transit systems, or aviation. But this has become of increasing concern also across parts of Africa and Asia as well. But we've also seen over the last decade increasing concern about other risks, particularly cyber threats directed at industrial control systems, something that is of increasing concern as we enter this era of the smart city. And the threat of protest and violent disorder that can cause significant impacts on business operations continues. Managing these risks, of course, is central to the success of these new urban centres and infrastructure projects.
Can you say a little more about the application of technology?
Technology plays a very important part in building the protection systems and protecting our future cities and infrastructure, but it's not simply a case of technology. The technologies are very well known. We're talking about surveillance systems, detection systems, but also we're talking now about much more intelligent systems, things like intelligent video analytics, which take a lot of the burden away from operators because they're using tools and technology to support their decision-making process. But we're also talking about physical measures. We're talking about barriers. We're talking about anti-vehicle measures also. But these are not simply measures that are concerned with issues such as terrorism and criminality. Some of these measures have multiple uses. For example, anti-vehicle barriers can equally be designed, to be flood barriers. So we can integrate and develop an all-hazards approach to managing risks in these new developments.
Moving on to physical measures, the type of project you describe has largely one common thread, which is the relative permanence. When we design and build something, we're expecting it to be operational for 50, 60, or even 100 years or so. So building in things such as vehicle blockers and other physical measures is no trivial task. And once our sites are laid out and structures are up, there are few options for any effective or aesthetically acceptable enhancements should the nature or scale of the threat change, particularly that from terrorism. What sort of challenges does this present?
I think what you do there is you highlight one of the key dilemmas that we face as designers and engineers. If we take terrorism, for example, we've difficulty in comprehending terrorist threats and risks today, yet alone trying to predict what these may be in, say, 5, 10 or 50 years' time. You know, what will be the underlying causes that may manifest themselves into violent radicalism? For example, you know, what will be the targets of choice? What technologies and tactics will be available to terrorists in the future? So when we're designing and putting up new structures, you know, the hard physical measures, once they are there, are pretty much fixed. They become very difficult and very expensive to change during the life of an asset. So it's very important that those early stages of a project, we carry out as much horizon scanning as we can, we do as much threat and risk analysis as we can, so that we can be sure, or as sure as we can be, that the nature of the designs that we're putting up will be resilient and properly address the risks that may develop into the future. It becomes slightly easier on the technology side. Technology can be refreshed on a regular basis, you know, surveillance systems, detection systems, access control systems. So those can be upgraded during the whole life cycle of an asset at relatively reasonable cost to address changing threats and risks.
So to conclude, what would be your advice to developers, architects and project managers embarking on a major infrastructure project?
I think firstly, think about security as early as you can in the project lifecycle. Gain a comprehensive understanding of the threats and risks, and not simply the obvious, the terrorism or criminality, but look at it from an all hazards perspective. So environmental risks, natural hazards, but also things like corruption risk, which may have an impact actually on the project during both construction and operation. And really use that threat and risk assessment as a start point for developing the mitigation strategies. And these should be a blend of the technology, of physical measures, of policies and plans and procedures that should be risk-based and outcome-focused, and focused on achieving the desired level of security for the project. The final point I would make is the human factor. Without an effective human interface to our security systems, any investment in technology and physical measures is likely to be wasted.
Thank you to Mark White for providing a very good overview of some of the key issues and challenges associated with these major projects. For more information, you can go to our website, controlrisks.com. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.